Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, a special guest joins us to talk about Clinton basketball and the upcoming Midway Clinton game on Tuesday. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Ryan, Happy New Year to you. Coach Jordan, glad you're here. Happy New Year to you as well. Even though we were on a Christmas break, as far as school goes, we had some exciting games, some Christmas tournaments around the county. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then, as you said, we'll talk a little bit about the schedules coming up this week.
That's right. And we want to thank Coach Jordan for joining us. Thank you. And let's go ahead and get started. Clinton winning big in their holiday tournament. You may want to say something, but big wins against Hobton and Ashley this past week in the Dark Horse Classic.
Well, thank you first for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Like I just said, I'm really curious how you guys do this. It's really fascinating to me. So, we were fortunate enough to win the Holiday Classic again this year. Very excited by where our team is right now. I think we're playing pretty well, but got a long way to go. You know, we're only 11 games into it, so we're cautiously optimistic.
Talk a little bit about the Classic. You know, obviously you played Hobton in the first round. Familiar foe to you. You guys were able to cruise through that one for the most part. You played Ashley in the championship game. They had some size, but you guys really came out. You guys scored 29 points in the first quarter. You guys came out really prepared, and that really just set the tone for the rest of the basketball game.
It was entirely different than Monday.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Tuesday when we played Hobton.
That's right.
We struggled for the first two and a half, three periods against Hobton, and then we found our stride defensively. So I was pleased with that. But the kids came out really ready to play on Wednesday. You know how high school teams are. They talk back and forth. And our guys had heard that Ashley thought that they felt that they were a lot better than we were.
Right.
And they're a big 4A.
Right.
And we're not a 2A. But the first four possessions of the game was turnovers, and we converted those into baskets. Jeremiah Pope came out and hit a couple threes and two twos, and suddenly it was Jeremiah 11 and Ashley nothing, which I thought was kind of unique.
Yeah.
But I'm really proud of our defensive effort and really on the glass against a much bigger opponent.
Well, Coach, we're going to go through some other games here, and we'll kind of get your input as we go through here.
You mentioned the turnovers. In the first few minutes of the Ashley game, I counted when I was there three turnovers in the first 15 seconds, turned all three of those turnovers into points.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing performance by Pope in the first half, 19 points in that Ashley game. But as we look forward in the schedule, you've got Midway this week and Union as well. You've played a lot of players in the games this season. Is there a way... Is this a way to find chemistry in the 7 to 8 players that you plan to rotate out coming in the season, or are you going to continue to play the 12-person lineup?
Well, every night is different. Each game is a different challenge for us. It presents different matchup problems. So we'd like to be able to play 12, 13 guys every night, but depends on how the flow of the game is, if we need to match up with big people or go quicker with our smaller guards. You know, so every day's a different experiment, so to speak, and you're just always looking for the chemistry for that night to see what works for you.
You know, obviously Midway is a rivalry game. Everyone knows that. It's probably the biggest rivalry game that you have on your schedule.
Is that one
that you circle on the schedule every year?
Yeah, you don't like to admit that in public, but, you know, it's our version, I guess, of Ohio State, Michigan, or Carolina and Duke. Yeah, you know, this is just going to be you throw the records out with this one. It's just a good old-fashioned backyard brawl. And, I think both teams are going to come in and play really hard.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. Obviously, this year, let folks know, if you don't know, we're having to play games at the middle school due to the hurricane damage at the high school. So you're back here, you know, a little nostalgia there going on with that. The crowds are going to be probably even bigger because now we can you know, we've got a bigger gate. You know, we're going to be able to allow more people in to watch this game. So you're going to have all that, you know, all those ingredients, you know, and then you've got the social media thing happening, you know, so it's going to be a fun time. So if you have the opportunity to come out and watch the Clinton Midway game, Is it this coming Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday here at the middle school. I encourage you all to do that because it is a lot of fun just to watch watch these teams play.
You might want to come early because the girls' game might be just as good as the boys' game. Both teams coming in with very good records. The Clinton girls 9-2, Midway girls 9-1. Midway's on a 7-game win streak, I believe, and they've just really come out to be a really good team in the county.
Yeah, you know, the Clinton girls went up to the OT and played in Raleigh. They lost their first game. From what I understand, Boykin was like triple teamed the whole night, which is understandable. But they came back and won the last two games, so they finished 2-1 in the OT, which is very respectable. I think she was named the most outstanding player. And so, but yeah, this is going to be a great basketball game as well. You know, the girls Midway, they've got a new coach down there. They've got some talent, and so it's not going to be a cupcake for Clinton at all.
Again, Tuesday night, Midway and Clinton face off. Let's get some insight from Coach Jordan. The Raiders are coming into this game 5-5 on a 2-game losing streak. What can you tell us about Midway?
Well, like I said earlier, you throw the records out. You know, that doesn't mean anything. This is it's a backyard brawl between two teams who know each other very well. These guys play together all summer. You know, they're at the block or they're up at the rec center, wherever they are, they know each other really well. So we expect Midway to come in and do what they do, which is play very hard. They're going to shoot the ball very well. I think they'll try to probably control tempo against us. They don't want to get into an up-and-down shooting match with us or, you know, a running affair. But, you know, it's Midway, and we have to be prepared not only physically but mentally, probably a little bit more so for this one, and not get too high for it. I know Coach Creech will have his guys ready to go.
And you look at last year, Midway beat y'all in the playoffs by 25, 30 points.
Had to bring that up, huh?
But how much are you going to tell these
We're not
going to
talk
gentlemen.
About it. What's past is past. That has no bearing on this game. You know, this is this year's team, and this is how we're doing things this year, so we don't even talk about last year.
Obviously, your team is very athletic, and as you look through the schedule, you've got Wallace coming up and Trask and some really good teams, Midway again on the 27th. How good can they be down the stretch?
Well, we hope that every day we get a little bit better. As we go, a little bit better at everything that we're trying to work on. We don't want to peak too early. We're hoping to peak, in February, when the conference tournament and the state tournament begin. And I think we're headed in that direction. But that's why we've been playing a lot of guys and getting guys valuable minutes that will help us towards the second half of the conference schedule. You know, Midway is going to be a tough team for us. We go to West Bladen on Friday, and they're extremely well coached with Coach Pate. They're 8-2. They've won their Christmas tournament. So that's always a big test for us. Wallace, again, is going to be very athletic and they're physically strong, well coached with Coach Robinson. And Trask, you know, they're pesky. Every year you play Trask and they just play hard as can be and seem to have one guy that can just light it up. So this is a good conference we're in. Every year it seems to send 6 or 7 teams to the state playoffs. So we know we have our work cut out for us in these last 14, 15 games.
Yes, you know, talking about West Bladen and Trask, you know, if you look at the standings right now, you kind of see two tiers. You see that upper tier with you guys, West Bladen, Trask, and then you've got kind of another tier with Midway and Wallace in that upper as well, and then kind of a lower with you know, Midway there in the middle and Union East Bladen bringing up the rear, really trying to find their way. It's going to be a dogfight.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, winning on the road is always the hardest thing to do. And as you said, you go down to West Bladen on Friday. That's going to be a good test for you.
Yeah, we've always had good games down there.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with Wallace, you know, I feel bad for them in a way. I was talking to Coach Robinson yesterday. They've got 19 games left, 18 games after last night.
Right.
And they're only going to be able to have 15 practices.
Right.
And you know, you can only put so much in. So he's going to have to rely on his athletic ability. We're hoping that if it's a close game, you know, our basketball ability, our basketball IQ will help us and put us over the top on that one. West Bladen, Travis Pate just does a great job down there every year. So and Rodney Orr down at Trask, like I said, always seems to find a kid that can just shoot the lights out. So
talking about Wallace and their schedule, that brings up another question, a quick question for you as far as scheduling goes and when it comes to the basketball season versus the football season. Is there a way that the North Carolina High School Athletic Association can fix the issue that we have with basketball and football overlapping so much like it is?
Well, first let me say I'm a huge football fan. Football got me into college. You know, I was a pretty good basketball player, but I was a better football player, and that got me into college. Every year I hope our football team makes it to the state finals, and I hope they win the state finals every year. That being said, looking at it from an educational standpoint, to win the state championship in this state, you need to play 16 games. Alabama plays tonight. If they win tonight and they play again on Monday or Tuesday, they'll only have played 14 games.
Right.
How can we ask high school kids to play more than the NCAA champion is going to play? We're asking these kids to play an NFL schedule.
Makes sense.
They've, in the past, they've floated some things about dropping the bye week for football and cutting them back to 10 games.
Right.
And then cutting all the other sports by 2 games. I would be totally in favor of that. You can take 2 games off the basketball schedule and not hurt things.
Right.
It just seems that I see other states running their football championships, their fall championships, and there's not this overlap. And I think you're hurting both fall and winter sports by allowing this to happen. So
that's a good point.
You know, I'm just a cog in a wheel, but
oh, yeah.
I hope that they come up with a solution that's beneficial to the entire state.
Good point.
All right, so I think that does it. Any last remarks about the upcoming week in basketball?
Well, that's going to be a tough one. We got 3 games. You know, home Tuesday with Wallace. I'm sorry, with Midway. Home Wednesday with Union, and then we go to West Bladen. And anytime you play 3 games in 4 days, doesn't matter who you're playing, you're going to be a little tired and you're going to be taxed. So we're hoping our depth will help us and carry us through the week. But now is when the fun starts.
Yeah.
You know, you're through the non-conference part and. You're playing for seeding, bragging rights, you know, with the county games. And once again, I'm just excited about our group, and I'm honored to be here at Clinton High School. I've had fun for 5 years, and I hope to have fun for another 10 or 15.
All right, so, Ron, let's predict this Clinton-Midway matchup, our first prediction of basketball season. Who wins it?
Yeah, for me, it's pretty simple. It goes with depth. Clinton has the depth. Midway does not have the depth. You know, the attack style that Clinton plays, Midway wants to control the tempo. They're going to try to control the tempo, but I think that defensively that we're just going to be too much for Midway. And as good as I like Coach Creech, and I know he's going to be listening to this, I want to predict Clinton by 10.
I'm the same way. Clinton is just has the depth and the speed on offense, just really fast offensive team. You see that every year in Clinton. I think Clinton pulls it out at the end with about 5-10 points, I think. So that does it here for us from the Sampson County Sports Podcast. We want to thank Coach Jordan for joining us, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Well, that does it here from the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Randy Jordan, Ron Davis, and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thanks for listening.